Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Reunion Part 3. The very end. I'm so sad to see them go, but I can't wait for the next season. Really, I cannot wait. This was a great way to end the season. My favorite part of this episode was actually having Brittany come in. And I've totally changed my tune on Brittany. I think she's so irritating and just awesome to see on the screen. Like you can tell, none of the other women like her.
Mary
Like
seems to like her.
what?
I'm just joking. I'm being
Okay, yeah.
sarcastic.
Adding sarcasm, I'm like, when? When? I don't know, because Mary can be weird sometimes and just
Yeah.
flip on a dime, you know? Oh man, it was so great when they had her come in. And what are the chances she showed up in the same dress as Angie? What are the chances?
Yeah. And she immediately went and changed. I give her points for that.
Totally. Good for
Yeah.
her. Yeah,
Because
no.
she could have stood her ground and said, fuck you, I'm coming in on it. You know what I mean?
If she did.
I have to say, and I didn't see it for very quick because it was a quick glimpse, right? I felt like Brittany wore it better.
The picture looks really good. It did look really
Yes.
good. I
Yeah.
can't lie. Yeah.
I felt
I,
like
yeah.
she wore it better.
She looked good in it, and her
Yeah.
hair looked good too. Finally got that. What's it called?
Karatés.
Karatés. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was up with her trying to blame Bronwyn for not having a relationship with her daughters?
I have no fucking clue.
I couldn't even follow along
No.
in her argument. Like, what's wrong?
Andy couldn't fucking follow
No, he
along.
couldn't
He's
either.
like,
He and she
no,
goes
it's
for
in your
3 months.
casting.
I blame
He's
you
like,
for
you
three
remember
months.
in your casting call interview, you said they weren't speaking to you. Right? Do you see that?
Yeah.
And what she said was her logic was, okay, number one, she had already admitted that they weren't speaking to each other before she had even met Bronwyn, before the filming had even begun. And then she was saying like Bronwyn ran her mouth and then sent people to go sit her daughters down and talk. Like it was like this whole convoluted story.
This
Like,
whole conspiracy theory.
what are you talking about? What? Yeah, no kidding. A conspiracy theory. It was like, what? Poor Bronwyn. I'm not even a Bronwyn fan, but I was like, oh my God. Like,
Have to say, if I'm going to be totally fucking honest, I have to say that Bronwyn almost looked like she was on the defense about it and worried about it. And then she kind of, my opinion, like held back because she almost gave me the feeling of like maybe she did, but I don't know that, right? And I wouldn't want to think that of Bronwyn, but just the way her body kind of reacted to when Brittany made that statement,
accusation.
which makes no sense because Andy's got the proof that in the casting call she was already having issues, and so she didn't know about Bronwyn and all that shit, right? You know what
No,
I mean? But
timeline doesn't add up, and
yeah,
ooh,
but
it
it just
doesn't
looked weird the
make
way
sense, her
Bronwyn
argument.
like kind of like I don't know, it was just kind of weird, but
I mean, her body language probably, like, if you get a weird accusation like that doesn't
yeah,
make sense.
no, I get it.
I would probably give you a fucked up look too. Like,
Oh
if
yeah, no, so would I,
I see,
100%.
like,
But it was just like a look that maybe I don't know, it was just I'll have to rewatch it.
also, to be honest, it's not cool, that accusation, especially towards Bronwyn, because she, prides herself on, she was a single mom for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, oh fuck,
So
100%.
I think she was also probably offended by that comment because,
Yeah,
as like
100%.
a single mom, why
Yeah.
would you accuse me
Yeah,
of
she chose, yeah. She chose her
involved
kid.
in
Yeah.
your parent-daughter relationship?
Yeah.
Like, that's not
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Maybe
Yeah, it was
that's
just something
more of
weird.
what
I
you
don't know. She just, yeah.
saw.
And I was like, well, that's weird. I thought it was weird because I didn't believe Brittany's story anyways, right? But I just thought it was weird the way she, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right how you're saying it.
I would give a weird reaction
So
to
would I.
be like, is she okay? What if
But
something
Brittany gives her own weird reactions. Like there's that one thing where she stands up to Meredith and says, I know that you threw up. Like you threw up. I heard throw up noises from the room. And then she goes, that's my truth. It's my truth.
Yeah.
oh my God. Like
Yeah.
I don't know what Meredith was doing or what she was up to, but Jesus, like stop it. Like, what are you doing? It's the
A
stupidest
comic
thing to do.
fix.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't think about like a food problem with her. I would think about more a stress problem, something happening that she's throwing up over or whatever, right?
I
But
just
to
ask,
be
are you
honest,
okay? That's what I'd say. Are
yeah.
you okay? I hear you throwing. It sounds like you're puking. Are you okay? Like you need
Yeah.
something or what? That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
But
that's
definitely she was puking.
it.
There's no fucking way she wasn't
Oh, she
puking.
was totally puking.
100
100%.
fucking
She was so
percent.
defensive about her
Yeah,
puking.
so
She must have
fucking like
been puking.
adamant, like
But that's our opinion.
I will not have you. You. She's just like, what the fuck?
The thing I love about this cast is I could not give a crap if she was puking or not, but
Here.
it's so funny that it's like, oh, was she puking? Oh, ooh, like they just make you get into it. They're so funny.
Yeah.
What else did Brittany say?
Well, then that was after she said that. That's when Mary said, she goes, it's over, it's done. And hopefully you
Just
are
like
too.
you are too. That's what I meant that when I said, well, Mary likes her.
Was funny.
Gotta love Mary.
And then Bronwyn, when she read the text from Jared, that was interesting too.
Yeah.
And what he said,
That was horrid.
that was so
What a
fucked
fucking
up.
piece of shit prick,
Yeah.
man. What a totally fucking prick.
The end of that text was disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
Total
ew.
fucking prick.
Yeah, no, that was so rude. So,
Does anybody know if they're together still on Instagram? Because at the time of
they
filming,
made it official,
oh, they
actually.
have. Okay, so that is
They're
after the
together?
reunion.
They're together again?
Official, not even just best friends or boyfriend and girlfriend now. Yeah, it's funny. He slides into Mary's DMs, like trying to hit Mary up, and then says that to Bronwyn. I wonder what else he said to this group. But what a loser,
Yeah,
really. Like,
total.
ugh. Yeah, that was pretty nasty. I kind of forgot about that text from
Yeah.
China. I heard him like, ugh, and it's
I
just trying.
loved when Andy said, can you read it? Because she didn't want to read it. Who was it that, yeah, I think Bronwyn said, no, I won't read it. And then Andy said, can you read it to me? Can you read it out loud? And then she did.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she was gonna read it, and then Brittany said, no, I already know about it. He told me about it, actually. He tells me everything. And then Andy's like, she's like, okay, fine, I'll put it away then. And then Andy was like, no, you can't
I
do
don't know what
it and
it
not
says.
read it. Come on, read it. And I'm glad
It's good.
that he did.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad she read the whole thing because it really like is holy shit.
And
Yeah.
then Brittany was fighting with Angie. She was fighting with everybody on that set.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it. My favorite thing that she did and that she said actually on this episode was when at the very end they're like clinking their beers or whatever happened. She's like on the side, she's like, I should be there. God, she's so annoying. Like, oh man, they better hire her back for full time next year. Like, that was awesome. The other thing in this episode, so they kind of try to go circle back to Whitney and Lisa.
Yeah.
What a train wreck that conversation
I
was.
have to say, like, for all the fucking crying that
Was it a
Lisa
circle
did,
back or a
not
circle jerk?
one. That's a good one, Spice.
I know, I thought so.
Wish I had thought of that first.
Sorry to interrupt you, sorry.
One, no, I do it all the time. Not one fucking tear went down her cheek.
On whose?
Lisa, all the fucking crying she was doing, and not one fucking tear went down that cheek. Like, how do you keep all those fucking, if those are tears, how are they not coming out? Not one fucking tear came out.
She's dry on the inside.
I'm still a Lisa fan.
I mean, I like her sometimes. Like, I used to like her before a lot more. She's just, yeah.
Did the fame get to her not so nice?
Yeah, probably. As it did to Meredith, too.
It did to them all.
It did. Well, in this cast, for sure. Yeah, Whitney.
Okay, with Whitney, we never really got to the bottom of the Alibaba stuff. We never really
No.
got to that. Like, she went so hard with that story.
Yeah.
Stupid story. She never gave us these receipts. She never gave us this. She never gave us that. How is
So
Lisa's
she's buying
tech
from
guy?
there.
Why is how is Lisa's tech guy gonna get go the distance on this if you don't give us
Oh,
receipts, Whitney? My goodness.
you could see they had like a kind of an uneasy truce at the end because Whitney still doesn't believe Lisa, like at all. You can see that.
Yes.
And yeah, so that,
Because she
yeah,
wants her
that's.
to burn that one memory. Burn thing, whatever.
And Lisa, her reaction to that is so over the top. I think she probably would have reacted that way to any. It like who cares if it was about John? To be honest, it puts John in a pretty good light. You know, he had two girls at once. You know, but like, I don't know why she's so offended by that. But she would have gotten offended. I don't think it's just because John is involved in that text message. I think any like comment that they would have made, like you know, like. Who had it the worst? Bronwyn, really. And
Yeah.
she's text message about Bronwyn, that was pretty harsh.
Yeah.
And she took it, she played the game, she said, okay, I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna burn it. But I think if whatever it could have been like, oh, I don't want it. It could have been like Brittany's message. I think I'm gonna invite Bronwyn. I think I'm gonna invite Bronwyn rather than Lisa to tea. And Lisa would have reacted that way too. I really don't think it's all to do with just about the her protecting her family. I think she probably would have had that reaction to anything.
She can't take anything
Yeah,
negative.
she
She
can't.
can't.
Yeah, she can't.
No, she can't.
She can't handle the truth.
That was a good one.
Yeah, did you get
I
that
did. Jack Nicholson.
Love Jack. You ever see the movie Something's Gotta Give?
Yes, the dog.
Fucking so good in that.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good movie. That was a good one. I got to give you that. But yeah, these guys, yeah, I don't know. I first season watching them, and I love them. I do. I love this show. It's my favorite. It's really hard to beat. So I really like this one, and I'm sad that it came to an end.
Me too. There wasn't a bad episode. Like, they're so great, these women. And to be honest, if they did this show year round, I would be so happy. Like, I would watch it every single episode. Like, it's a hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, the other thing that they talked about in the reunion was they bring up a little bit about Bronwyn's dog bite. And then so we get a little bit of background on that. And so now we know if a dog attacks you, poke it in the
But Mary said it
Jeez, I
doesn't
hope that
work.
never
How does she know it
happens.
doesn't work?
That's what I wanted to find. Like, I don't know why she was so adamant that the butthole doesn't work. She and nothing else. She didn't give any context. She's like, butthole won't work. Like, what? Yeah, but now we know. Go for the bum. or a pressure point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They came to some conclusion at the end of that. But to be honest, I would have done
I'd
the
probably still fucking run and try to pull.
two.
I'd probably add a fucking kick too at that point. And I wouldn't want to, I'm not one to hurt animals, but if you're fucking gnawing me, I'm gonna do my best to get away from you, right? So.
I think that's a normal human reaction to being attacked. Play dead. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.